Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Have you found that perfect gift yet? Or are you still searching for it? Maybe you have found the gift, but you can't afford it. Or perhaps you're in one of those dilemmas where you must decide if you're going to buy the gift that is what the person needs over the one you know they would really enjoy. Which one would be appropriate? Should I buy the one that will be useful or the one that is desired? Sometimes we're able, with our gift giving, to supply both the needs and the wants. At other times, it is a choice of one or the other. Gift giving is a challenge, more so for some of us guys who struggle with knowing what's the appropriate gift. And I think with access to the world of instant credit, sometimes it really isn't affordable, but we buy it anyway. Maybe the stress factor of gift giving isn't too much for you, but I'm thinking that a lot of the extra stress known to be associated with this season of the year can be attributed to the challenge of gift giving. I want to invite all of our listeners to join us as we look at some scriptures and discuss God's gift giving. We hope you will stay tuned to this station as we present this edition of Moments of Inspiration.
Smile on me, He has set me free. God has smiled on me, He's been good to me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
God has smiled on me, He has set me free. God has smiled on me, He's been good to me.
He's been good to me.
When the Apostle Paul was preaching Jesus Christ in the city of Athens, he described God to the people in this way: "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples made by hands. And He is not served by human hands as if He needed anything, because He Himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. For in Him we live, move, and have our being." This is found in Acts 17. Paul told the Greek scholars that the only true and living God, the unknown God that they were seeking, was a gift giver. The Apostle Peter and the Lord's brother James both agree with Paul. Peter wrote to Christians, "God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. And James declared, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. It was to the younger evangelist Timothy that the Apostle Paul wrote these words, God gives life to everything, and God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. As much as we may struggle over our gift giving, God doesn't. His gifts will always be appropriate. He will always be able to afford whatever may need to be given or what He desires to give. God is able to do far more than we can ask or imagine. He will meet our needs with His giving. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 6 not to worry about clothing, food, or drink. He informs us that God knows that we need these things, and He will amply supply what we need. We should seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and God will then supply His people with their needs. Far above all the physical realm, the Lord gives us the spiritual gifts from above. John 3:16 declares God's gift of His Son, our Savior. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus is God's gift to the whole world, the gift that saves the soul from the condemnation of sin. The gift of Jesus is the gift of eternal life to all who take hold of it. Paul said it in this way in Romans 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, he writes the very same principle in these words, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now, not only do we have the promise of eternal life to come as God's precious gift through Jesus, but we also have the gift of God's Spirit abiding in our hearts as we live our lives by faith on this earth. When Jesus was about to leave this earth and return to His place beside the Heavenly Father, He told His disciples that He was not going to leave them alone, but He would be sending the Holy Spirit to be with them. For all baptized believers, the promise of the Holy Spirit is given. The Apostle Peter gave these instructions to the believers in his message on the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God gives of Himself to each disciple. He comes to make His dwelling within our hearts so that His nature, including all of His virtues, can be ours. What a precious gift. In reality, the very thing that Satan led Eve to believe she could have if she ate the forbidden fruit is what God promises to every person who by faith is baptized into Christ Jesus and who then faithfully follows Him as Lord. Satan told Eve she would be like God. In part, it was that desire to be like God that led her to sin. And now, in the obedience to the will of God, we can have the presence of God living and abiding within us. The Apostle Paul so describes it to the Christians at Rome as he reminds them of their new birth in Christ. Don't you know that of all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Have you received God's most precious gift? If you live on this planet, then you have received blessings such as rain, the seasons of the year which bring its fruit, the breath of life is God's gift. But His gift of eternal life is something that can only be received through a faith that responds to the commands of God. God's grace is offered as a wonderful gift to all who breathe the breath of life today. Would you be one who receives it? If you have not come to Christ and opened your heart and life to God's gift, we invite you to seek the blessings of God's precious gifts today. Do not delay. The Scriptures say that today is the day of salvation. Let this be a priority in your life. Well, through the ministries of Moments of Inspiration, we are privileged to offer His marvelous gifts of love and hope to each one who listens. We hope we can share them with you.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. What concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.